This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 56.
The Samplecast.
Hello, hello, I'm Ruben Cornell. Welcome to this episode of The Samplecast. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. If you can review and rate us on iTunes, it really helps. There's a patch show for you this week. We've got, finally, the review of Superior Drummer 3 from Toontrack. I give that the once over. There's also bargains later on in the show. We've got a couple of very odd freebies, but might be useful for you sound design folks out there. And an update regarding Native Instruments Complete Control and Machine Hardware. Before we kick off with the news, I'd just like to remind you about the YouTube show. There's an awful lot of content in there. The YouTube show accompanies the podcast every single week, and you can see exactly what all of these products look like and sound like, of course, over on YouTube. So head over to youtube.com/thesamplecast. You'll be able to find everything there. We're also on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. I'm sure you can find us. The portal for all of that is thesamplecast.com. So without further ado, let's get on with the news.
Roundup.
First up, the Joshua Bell violin from Embertone. Now, lots of people have been waiting for months for this new violin library from celebrated violinist Joshua Bell in collaboration with sample library pioneers Embertone. Hopefully, by the time you hear this news, the library should be released. The samples captured here have been performed on a Stradivari violin from 1713 by one of the best violinists on the planet. So if Embertone messed this up, they've only got themselves to blame, I guess. So far, judging by the demos and information that they've sent me, it all looks good. There's over 20,000 samples here. They're contained in one of Embertone's most comprehensive interfaces to date, with a wide range of articulations and 12 different legato transitions. I can't wait to hear what they've created. Let me know if you pick it up and whether you're impressed or not.
Thank you.
I've been busy creating the video walkthrough for this new trailer sounds pack from Sample Logic. It's Trailer Expressions. And you've got here a huge collection of 1,000 sampled sounds. They're available as WAV files and also wrapped in an engine for the full version of Kontakt 5.6.8 and above. All the usual categories of sounds are present and correct. So you've got hits, rises, tempo synced pulses and sirens, that kind of thing. Intro pricing is available for the next couple of weeks, so just head to the link in the show notes for that. It's also quite likely that I'll be doing a live stream of this one at some point, so look out for that news on the Samplecast website. Ample Sound have a new guitar out, and this time around it's actually two libraries with both a strummed and a fingered version of a Taylor 956 CE 12 string acoustic instrument. This is called Ample Guitar 12. The samples run in their own bespoke Ample Sound engine, and the whole library is over 6 GB in size. If you've used Ample Sound's guitar libraries before, you should be well familiar with the interface here, and it features multiple articulations, fingering noise, a strummer, tab player, and riffer engine as well. There's a 25% off introductory price, that's in effect until mid-October, and you can find out more at the Ample Sound website. DO have just released a huge collection of hybrid scoring and EDM tools called Hybrid Tools Neo. I've got a few of their older hybrid tools libraries, but apparently this is all new content and runs in at over 21 gigabytes in size, and the full version of Kontakt 5.6 and above is being used for this one. The list of instruments and effects is pretty extensive, so do check out the full rundown at the website. But the highlights are the thousands of effects and grooves. You've got 200 cinematic and EDM kits and 400 analog synth patches too. I especially like the look of the stacking and gating controls for these, but 8DO have created some fun walkthrough videos for the main instrument categories, so do check those out at the 8DO site. Mysterium by Origins of Audio is a deconstructed toy piano library for the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above. It features over 2 GB of content split into 16 different instruments. There are loads of round robin samples here and a nice and simple interface that looks suitably spooky for the sounds that this library offers. It's not just the raw sounds of the piano that you get here, there's also sound design patches and cinematic effects too. It's currently on a, rather enthusiastic intro price of €59, but you can check it out at the Origins of Audio website. This week's big review is Superior Drummer 3 from Toontrack. Now, I know that many people have been waiting to hear my thoughts on Toontrack's new baby, so here's the full review and it's going to be a pretty long one. First off, I wanted to lay something on the table and give you full disclosure. Back in May, Toontrack invited me and a few other music journalists to Belgium for a preview event at Galaxy Studios. We were able to test out Superior Drummer 3, where the actual product was recorded and mixed, and we got to see around the studio, chat to engineer George Massenberg and Toontrack's team as well, and see and hear what Superior Drummer 3 was like in action. Now, this was an all-expenses-paid trip for a couple of days, so that was very nice for me. I've also had a copy of the software for the last couple of months as well to experiment with it and try out the features. Why am I telling you all this? Well, first off, I'd like to consider my Samplecast reviews as unbiased and independent. In the past, I've turned down offers of reviews for cold hard cash and other incentives, and this week is no different. So cheers for the free trip, Toontrack, but this review is going to be my usual unvarnished approach. So let's get on with it. There are so many new features of Superior Drummer 3 over and above what Toontrack have offered with their previous iterations of the software that, to be honest, it's quite difficult to know where to begin. Whole new workflow elements such as the onboard effects and audio to MIDI conversion tracker have been added. In addition, you've got major improvements here to the interface. For example, it's now able to be resized with breakout windows. This is super useful if you're working with either limited screen real estate or multiple monitor setups. Because the promo material for Superior Drummer 3 has been floating around for a while now, I'm not going to rehash all of the elements, because if you're interested in it, you've probably seen them already. Rather, I'm going to look at how these work in practice. Toontrack's initial vision for SD3 is that it is a complete, entire drum production suite that you'd never have to leave until your drum parts are completely done. And they've pretty much achieved that goal. For example, if you want to use the pre-mixed kits that Toontrack supply, they're just a couple of clicks away in the menu, and the new drum graphics will help you identify exactly what you've picked. You can also stack their drums to trigger together, and you can stack their sounds with ones of your own too. So you just need to go right ahead and drag your samples into the interface, and they'll stack up automatically. That's just one example of the intuitive kind of thinking that makes SD3 such an awesome update. The amount of onboard tweaking you can do to the individual sounds is astonishing. You've got pitch, envelope, mapping, reversing, variations, smoothing, and more. These drop-down menus are all intuitive to use, and used creatively, they can really mess up the onboard sounds if you want to use them for that. Moving on to the groove window, this is where you can use Toontrack's own grooves to construct a song or program your own. I especially love the tap to find feature. Of course, this isn't new to SD3, but with the expanded range of grooves on offer, it was pretty easy to find a groove close to what I was looking for. The song creator has been retained, and this is a super easy way to generate a whole song's worth of content, maybe from just one groove. SD3's new feature in this regard is the multiple song track function, and this supports different time signatures and tempos. You can load up more than one song at the same time. I'm not sure I'd use this feature personally, but some might be finding it useful for auditioning multiple ideas at once. Mixing the 230GB content of drums was never going to be easy, but SD3's mixer window aims to take some of the legwork out of this. All of the onboard acoustic kits have been recorded in 11-channel surround sound. Now, personally, I'm never going to use these channels as surround sounds. Rather, I'll probably use them just as ambient, outrigger, and room mics. But during my trip to Belgium to see SD3 in action, I was treated to a demo in a recording studio environment where I could hear all of the channels together and in various combinations in surround sound. I was very impressed. Few producers are going to have the luxury of that kind of setup, but it's there if you want it. The premix kits of SD3 will probably be all I ever need, but there are 35 mixer effects on board that can be used to process the sound as well. My only complaint in regard to these effects is that their interfaces aren't very inspiring to look at compared to commercial plugins. This does seem a shame that other aspects of the interface, like the drum tab, they're very pretty looking. Nevertheless, the effects are solid and worthy competitors to your DAW's own plugins. Now let's chat about the tracker feature. This is getting a lot of feedback online and people seem to be very impressed. The idea of this is that you can import a piece of audio and then the algorithms will detect the tempo, hits and types of drums and then replace them with Toontrack's own. Well, does it work? Pretty much yes it does. It's not magic, but sometimes it does feel like that. You will need to do some fine tuning of the velocities and thresholds of detection, but that's really minimal work compared to how fiddly manual drum replacement is. It's way ahead of anything else that I've seen on the market, and Toontrack have said that as more people use it, the better it'll get, as the software shares the data to improve performance. This is certainly a standout feature of Superior Drummer 3, and one that's probably a system seller if you do a lot of drum replacement yourself. There are many, many other advancements of Superior Drummer 3 over previous iterations and Easy Drummer. I haven't even mentioned the Easy Drummer integration. You can use all of your previous Easy Drummer libraries and they'll integrate seamlessly in SD3. You've also got bleed controls. There's an overarching macro system which lets you assign almost any suite of control functions to macros. And with the macros, for those that are prepared to take the time and set up SD3 to integrate perfectly into their own workflow, this kind of programming could be a massive time saver. I want to say that as a relative newcomer to Toontrack, getting to grips with Superior Drummer 3 was not quite the smooth experience that I'd expected. One thing I did really like was the download and installation process. Their wizard for that is perfect as far as I'm concerned. Just a couple of clicks and you can update everything, which I had to do several times since I received the beta version, but none of this was any hassle at all. After I came away from the demos in Belgium, I sort of thought in my head, well, that's all there is to the product and I probably know how to work it now. I couldn't have been more wrong. There was a lot of stuff behind the scenes that they didn't show us. And to be honest, I did have to delve into the manual a few times to get my head around exactly how things work. But you shouldn't have too many difficulties with that as long as you're prepared to do a bit of reading. If you've only used the relatively simple Easy Drummer before and you're thinking about upgrading to Superior Drummer 3, do take the time to read the manual thoroughly. Do put the legwork in, as all of this work will pay off dividends in the end. It's really obvious that ToonTrack have gone for broke here. They've spent years updating the product. They've obviously spent a huge amount of money getting the finest players, studios, and engineers to help bring it to life. Not to mention the amount of money that they obviously spent getting a lot of music journalists over to see the product in action. I've no doubt that all of this investment will pay off, as Superior Drummer 3 is really what it says it is. It is thoroughly superior. Do check it out. I'd advise going over to the Time and Space website for a look, as it's them that hooked me up with it in the first place, and I can thoroughly recommend it.
Bargain VST.
Moving on to this week's bargains, and they seem to be all synths this week, but I'm not going to complain too much about that as I love a bit of knob twiddling. First up, VST Buzz's new deal is 80% off. It's an absolute classic, the sounds of the ARP 2600. They're so ubiquitous, you will have heard them on many tracks by Mike Oldfield, Stevie Wonder, and many other mainstream artists. Only 3,000 of the physical units were ever produced, but this plug-in version comes pretty close. It runs as a VST or RTAS plugin, so do bear that in mind and click the link in the show notes to grab it for 80% off, now just €34.99. The next deal is 80% off Ultra Analog Session. I mentioned this synth in last week's newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe via the Samplecast website if you haven't already, as I often put features and offers and freebies in the newsletter that aren't featured in the full show. Now, this is a really nice little synth plugin with presets programmed by Richard Devine. It's very fast and easy to use, it's low on RAM, plus you can easily create all sorts of pads, leads and basses pretty simply with it. Now it's 80% off, just under £7. You can't go far wrong with that, so click the link in the show notes for full details.
Thank you. EST.
The freebies this week are pretty weird, they're quite odd, and we're going to kick off with Sea Music Productions' Small Saw. It's a bowed saw library for the full version of Kontakt 5 and above. I rather like the sound of it, it's got some nice legato and portamento programming going on there, and the built-in reverb helps it sit well in the mix. Do check it out at the Sea Music Production website. Sticky Rain from Borth Audio is a free rain stick sample library. Borth Audio are a new developer and it runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.4. It's about 140 megabytes in size. There are plenty of onboard effects here, so it's worth giving a try, even if you want to use it for something like sound design. Sticky Rain is a nice little freebie launched as a tempting offer to get you over to the new Borth Audio website, which also has a video game sample library and another one of deconstructed piano sounds. Do check it out and give this new developer your support.
Update.
A big update on the hardware front this week. Native Instruments have released version 2 of their Complete Control hardware and some machine updates as well. The main changes come to the 49 and 61 note keyboards with new door transport controls, updated mod and pitch wheels, you've got an assignable smart strip, and brand new dual screens which can be set to show your door's faders. This is a really cool thing, I think. There are several other changes on board, such as machine integration and an overhauled key light system. I must say I'm very impressed by all of these new features. Sadly, they've yet to update the 88 key version of the keyboard, which is the one I've got, but I'll be keeping a lookout for that one hopefully in the future. There are loads more details on the Native Instruments website. Thanks so much for checking out this week's Samplecast. It's really appreciated that you've downloaded and listened to the show. I'd like to urge you to go over to iTunes and review and rate us if at all possible. And also share the show with your composer buddies. That would really be appreciated. The more that we can get the word out, the more popular the show becomes and the more enthusiasm I have for it. And obviously it takes up a lot of my time every single week. So it's really good to have a bit of feedback and get people on board with the show. I'll be back again next week with a brand new edition. I will see you then. Bye bye now.